Now, this principle of spiritual hierarchy is a very important one for Buddhism. And it's important, therefore, that we should try to understand it right from the bottom up, should try to understand it radically, as it were. We can do this, perhaps, by remembering that that human beings, are related to reality, to ultimate reality, in two different ways. In the first place, we are related directly. In the second place, we are related indirectly. So how are we related to reality directly? We are related to reality directly in the sense that in the very depths of our being there is something which all the time connects with reality. There's a thread, if you like, a golden thread, however thin it may be. It may be gossamer thin, but that thread is there in the depths of our being, which is connecting us directly all the time with reality. In some people, of course, that thread has become a little thicker, a little stronger. In others, it has widened out almost into a road. And with others, those who are enlightened, there's no difference at all between the depth of their being and the depth of reality itself. The two are directly continuous, as it were. But this is the case only with Buddhas. Most of us, though we are directly connected in the depth of our being with reality, do not realize it, don't even see that thin golden thread shining, as it were, in the midst of the darkness within ourselves. We don't see it. We're not aware of it. It's only the Buddhas who wake up to it fully. But we are nevertheless related to reality directly, in the very depths, at the very roots of our own being all the time, however oblivious we may be to that fact. Now, we are related indirectly to reality in two ways. We are related in the first place to those things which represent a lower degree of manifestation of reality than ourselves. We are related, say, to nature. We are related, say, to minerals, to rocks, to stones, to water, to fire. We're related to the different forms of vegetable life, to the different forms of animal life that are lower in the scale of evolution than ourselves. So in this way, we are related to reality indirectly. We are related to reality through these forms which manifest a lesser, a lower degree of reality than ourselves. And then secondly, we are related to reality indirectly also through those forms which represent a higher degree of manifestation of reality than ourselves. What those higher forms are, we shall see in a moment. Now, the first kind of relationship with reality, relationship that is a first kind of indirect relationship with reality, this kind of indirect relationship with these forms of life which are lower than our own, which manifest reality less than we manifest it ourselves, this sort of relationship may be compared with the seeing of a light through a very thick veil. Sometimes the veil seems to be so thick, especially in the case of matter, material forms, and so on, so thick that we're unable to see the light which is there back of that form, back of that veil, all the time. But the second kind of relation to reality, the second kind of indirect relation, that is, relation with reality through those forms of life which manifest reality more clearly than we manifest it ourselves, that relationship is like seeing a light, as it were, through a very thin veil. A veil which seems at times to become gossamer-like, diaphanous. A veil which seems at times to have an even rents, apertures, through which the light of reality can be seen directly as it is, without any intermediation at all. Now this thin veil, through which we see the light of reality, this thin veil is the spiritual hierarchy. Especially, it is the bodhisattva hierarchy. And it is, therefore, important. It is, therefore, of the utmost importance for us to be in contact with those who are at least a little more spiritually advanced than we are ourselves, through whom the light shines, the light of reality shines, a little more clearly than it shines through us. And those who are of this kind, these are known traditionally in Buddhism as our spiritual friends, our kalyana mitras. For the most part, undoubtedly, we are not ready for contact with a Buddha. For most of us, surely, if not, no doubt for all of us, the idea of receiving instruction and guidance directly from a Buddha is perhaps even, we may say, ridiculous. Even the idea of direct contact with a highly advanced bodhisattva, and probably even if we met a Buddha or a highly advanced bodhisattva, we would not be able to recognize him or recognize her for what in truth they were. But we certainly can benefit immensely, immeasurably, from contact with those who are just a little more spiritually developed, a little more advanced, whose veil is a little thinner, as it were, than our own, whose veil lets through just a little more light, a brighter glimmer of light than does our own, than do we ourselves.